Hey, this is Carlos. Welcome back to The Dating Advice Guru. Yep, that'd be me, the regular podcast, the loving talk you need every week. We all need it on some level. Today, we're going to talk about five ways to make a guy love you. And I'm going to start by telling you about Shelly. Shelly was a woman that I had been coaching for a few weeks. She got on our regular group coaching call, and she blurted this out before I even had a chance to start. She said, "Carlos, do those tricks work?" And I was thrown off by her question because it came out of the blue. I'm like, what do you mean, what tricks? Where? And I hesitated for a moment, and I said, "What do you mean by tricks?" She said, "You know, those rules to get them to love you and tricks that you read about in the magazines." And I said, well, of course, deciding to use this content for the start of the call, I figured this would be a great way to open things up. I said, "Yes, they do." And I think she literally gasped along with a few other women on the call, like, oh, and you could practically hear a few feet stomping too. And I said, but I stumped and I jumped in hastily, but if you're not using them for evil, they can work. Now, this was met with some chuckles. Let me be clear about this right up front. You can strongly influence a guy to fall for you. You can get him to feel like you two are actually meant to be. However, literally forcing a guy to make him love you is not very likely. If you're just looking to bend him to your will, to make him do what you want, to make him a puppet because you're angry or you're feeling out of control, that's not the right place to be. That being said, today, what I want to do is I want to share with you basically different techniques that you can use to influence the process a whole lot more than you might think. Emotions are something that can cycle and change over time, but you can put a little bit of push behind him if you know the secrets of love. I spent over 20 years informally studying this whole psychology of attraction, and what I came to was a realization. You can stimulate a person's attraction and desire for you using some psychological principles. It's not mind control, but it is as close as you're likely to get to bending them to your will outside of one of my advanced programs or seminars. So what I'm going to do is share some of the strongest methods for getting him to fall for you that I know about. Now just remember that when you seek to manipulate a guy to meet your need to feel loved, it will probably backfire on you. Your desire has to come from a place that makes it a win-win for both of you. That's the criteria, the win-win criteria. If you want him to love you, are you ready to love him back just as much? Maybe more? Well, it's a pretty important question you need to answer. Let's just jump in with my five ways to make him love you with make him fall for you. Tip number one is to use his eyes and use your eyes. There's all that stuff about eyes being the window to the soul. I'm sure you've heard of that, right? In fact, whole movies have actually been made about this topic. Some of them that use the eyes as the theme of the story and maybe the symbol of a person's soul. There was one movie I saw recently. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but it was where the scientist was seeking to prove that the individual pattern in the iris of the eye, the colored portion of your eye, that pattern is it's actually unique to every single person on the planet. It's like a fingerprint. Nobody will ever have the same pattern. But at the same time, what his theory was is that you could possibly be, I guess it was kind of a proof of reincarnation. He was also trying to prove soulmates and the fact that, of course, he lost his soulmate. And he wanted to prove that this could happen, that somebody could actually have a duplicate of that pattern of the iris. And he used that as the method to find somebody that was actually the same eyes as the woman he had lost. Anyway, I can't remember the exact name of this movie. If I remember it, I will bring it up and put it up for you. But it was a really interesting take on it. And yeah, I believe on some level the eyes are a spiritual center to our lives. We focus so much meaning on those two tiny little orbs in our head that there has to be something to their power. I mean, it's kind of the source of our experience. When you look at someone and you know they're looking at you, it changes everything. If you're up in your head, well, suddenly by having your gaze meet the other person's, you're back in the moment again. It pulls you right into the moment. That's this way of grounding us. If you were disconnected, you'll feel instantly reconnected to that person. If you spend a lot of time making consistent eye contact with him, after a while, his subconscious mind will start to trigger some primal responses to this and to you. constant eye gazing is something we only do with people we're in love with. And that's something that your mind kind of knows on an intuitive level. But the cool thing is that our minds also work backwards on this. If we spend a lot of time looking into a person's eyes, our emotions assume we must be attracted and in love with that person. Kind of interesting, huh? So if you can engineer a lot of strong eye contact into your conversations, you know, matching his stare, not freaking him out where you just won't, where you look at him with those Manson lamps and stare him down. You don't want to do that. You want to make it very, very almost kind of sleepy, constant eye contact. But it'll really connect you on a basic and primal level. Make him love you. Tip number two is sharing his interests. Now, I know this sounds cliche, and some of this stuff may sound cliche, but hear me out because I'm going to give it some definition here that you may not have heard before, because I'm sure you've heard this one before. It falls in line with the psychology of the eyes that I just mentioned, right? You've heard these sort of things discussed as very common ways to make a guy fall for you. For a woman, connection is created through shared emotions and verbal exchange. For men, connection is created through time that you spend together. That time can be sitting on a porch, running a race together, or just playing Scrabble. For men, their bonding is the sharing of time. Okay, and this is how men bond. We share time together, and the things we do together, or the things we don't do, if we're just hanging out with people or with other guys, that's a bonding experience. Consider advertising. Consider advertising, which repeats brands and slogans and images until you can't remember why you drink Coke or why you use that fabric softener. In a pinch, you're going to go for the one that's most familiar. Love relationships work pretty much the same way. So use this to your advantage, even if you don't quite understand why. The more time you're around him and near him, the more he will just assume you're a part of his life. I've known more than my fair share of friends into lovers, couples, to have found this pathway into love. They started out as being friends, and then things kind of progressed where they spent a lot of time together, and it was like a slippery slope. They just kind of fell in love along the way. Make this guy fall for you, tip number three, is to disappear or take a sudden right. Now, timing, I'm going to explain what that sudden right is in a minute. Timing is the most important for this tip because, well, since you don't want to use it too early or too late, all right, the best time to pull a Houdini and disappear on a guy, and this is an important thing you do need to do, by the way, or at least, at the very least, back off from him, is right before the peak of the emotional high, right before things start to settle and the intense emotional peaks start to lessen. Now, remember, the reason that you're doing this, the reason you're pulling back for a little bit is to remind him of how much he should be appreciating the time he does spend with you and the time he does have with you. It's really important that we experience that loss to kind of get us grateful again and not jaded. Human beings are easily jaded. We all start to take another person for granted after a time. What do I mean by a sudden right? Okay, well, that's when you make a decision to do something distinctly different than your normal pattern. This is breaking expectations, basically. You do something different, and it's just enough to throw him off a little bit, make him go, oh, wait a minute, whoa, what was that? And he pays attention because things don't become too predictable, too usual. Maybe you usually take your coffee black with no sugar, but guess what? Today, you have him get you a Starbucks double latte or a chai tea, something different, something off the usual path. What you have to do is shake up the status quo from time to time, and inconsistency is a good way to keep him on his toes. Get him to fall head over heels in love. Tip number four is let him rescue you. One of the ways in which today's culture has strayed significantly from the way men and women naturally get together is that women are more likely to want to express independence. Right? That's the thing you're taught that you need to put out there. You're independent. You can handle it on your own. And I know there's some, it's also been confused with this way of demonstrating to a man that you're not needy, but it's not the same thing. Showing that you're independent and not being needy are two different things entirely. Women want to demonstrate that they're just as empowered and capable as a man. And there are two problems with this being a woman's first approach. Number one, men already know you're capable. We've always known. In fact, it was never in doubt. What many women don't realize is that any interference in your independence is not because a guy's threatened. It's because of, number two, men need to help women. It's part of our biological programming. We need to be useful to you. I can't say this enough. It's so super important. Unfortunately, today's culture has convinced women that they should never or rarely let men help them. And this is a death blow to attraction. If you want to crush a man's heart and tell him that he should look for love somewhere else, just tell him, I'm fine, I can handle it, a few too many times. Send him that message, and guess what? He'll be gone. Yeah, like I said, he knows you could do it. The point is that your man needs to provide for you. And if you take that away from him, his love will fade until he finds a woman who knows how to let him help. How to get him to fall in love, tip number 5, is laugh, joke, play. Something happens in a woman's life around the age of 30, maybe slightly before that. Psychologists have identified that women tend to get very serious or more serious in their disposition somewhere around their late 20s. She loses her playful edge and becomes more about planning and logistics. Men need to have a playful edge in their relationship. Things can't be all serious. If we don't have that banter, if we don't have that playfulness out of you, it puts us off. Most women don't realize that one of the biggest reasons that guys are attracted to younger women is this spontaneous and playful energy. The other side is the fickle and unpredictable nature of younger women, which older women don't realize also gives them an edge. If you want to keep his attention and inspire him to fall in love, you have to keep that fun vibrance about you. You got to laugh with him. You got to play with him. You got to banter with him. The ability to have fun, playful interactions are an essential. They're just such a key ingredient in him discovering your true level of self-confidence too. Okay? Because the less confident a woman is, the more serious of an edge she generally has. And this is actually true of men too. The more serious we are, typically underneath that seriousness lies a very definite streak of insecurity. Okay, the less confident a woman is, the more serious of an edge she usually has. And this is a key signal for a guy in him choosing his soulmate. Now, like I told Shelley, the woman who jumped into that call with that question about, hey, do tricks work? You can try to trick a man into falling in love, but it generally won't work, and it definitely won't work for long. What happens most often is that you lure in a guy who is only vulnerable to having his emotions tricked. And that means he's probably not the kind of guy you're looking for in the long run. It's just a fact of life. But if you're interested in creating this desire in a man, a real desire, and what I call an irresistible desire, then you need to know how to make him open up to you and lower the walls of his resistance. This is the way to do it. You get him to feel an irresistible desire for you. When he's coming towards you, when he's chasing you, when he's trying to win your love and affection, that's how you get him to lower his walls. You can't do it if you're the one chasing him. It just doesn't work that way. If you want to learn more about that, I urge you to go on over to datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. That's datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. And you're going to hear a pretty shocking and interesting story about a woman who experienced something very, very life-changing when her own marriage came to an end. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. It's datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. And this is Carlos Cavallo. I hope you've enjoyed these little tips. And if you have any questions and you'd like to throw them at me yourself, go on over to datingadviceguru.com, get on the forums and post them up there. I would love to help you with any problems you might have. Go on over there, datingadviceguru.com. And I'll be talking again next week.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.